Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now director, Hannah Alway.
On this podcast, I would like to share a couple of stories that show the power of prayer. Jonathan Goforth and his family were missionaries to China in the early 1900s, and in the book titled On Our Knees, they tell of their miraculous escape out of China during the Boxer Uprising. Their miraculous escape was a result of the power of prayer. Jonathan Goforth and his family had to flee in wooden carts with four small children, all under 9 years of age. And during their three-week journey to safety, they encountered many life-threatening situations. Rosalind Goforth gives the following account of one such encounter and the miraculous deliverance that they experienced. She said, "One day while we were traveling, we approached a mob of several hundred men fully armed who were waiting for us. They began hurling down upon us a shower of stones, at the same time rushing forward and maiming or killing some of the animals. Mr. Goforth jumped down from the cart and cried to them, 'Take everything, but do not kill.' His only answer was a blow. One man struck him a blow on the neck with a great sword wielded with two hands. Somehow, the blunt edge of the sword struck his neck. The blow left a wide mark almost around his neck, but did not further harm. Had the sharp edge struck his neck, he would certainly have been beheaded. Again, he was struck, and the sword entered the bone of the skull behind and almost cleft it in two. As he fell, he seemed to hear distinctly a voice saying, 'Fear not, they are praying for you.' Rising from this blow, he was struck again by a club. As he was falling almost unconscious to the ground, he saw a horse coming at full speed toward him. When he became conscious again, he found the horse had tripped and fallen to level ground, so near to him that his tail almost touched him. The animal kicking furiously had served as a barrier between him and his assailants. While dazed, a man came up to him and whispered, 'Leave the carts.' By this time, the attackers dropped their swords and began to rush forward to get the loot in the carts. While they were busy looting the carts, we were able to escape." After the Goforths escaped, they were heartbroken to hear that many of their friends and co-workers had been killed, many in gruesome ways. Once they were back in their homeland, the question that was commonly asked was, "If it was really God's power that saved you and others on that journey, then why did he not save those of his children who were so cruelly murdered?" That question troubled the Goforths until one day, the Lord led them to read from the book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 2, where we are told that James was put to death by the sword. Then the rest of the chapter is given to the detailed record of Peter's wonderful deliverance in answer to prayer. They realized their miraculous deliverance was a direct result of prayer. After the first cable had been received in Canada, informing their home church of the perilous journey they were about to begin, a great wave of prayer went up for them from Christians of all denominations. Some churches took entire services to pray for their safety. And later, those churches said never had they witnessed such a session of intense, united intercession. Some people said they never ceased crying out to God for the Goforth's safety until they had heard they were saved. Had God's people not been willing to sacrifice their time to pray for the Goforth family, no doubt the story would have had a different ending. The second story on the power of prayer that I want to share with you is in 2011, an Air Force navigator was serving his fifth deployment in Afghanistan. He was a navigator on a crew that was flying reconnaissance missions, using radar and cameras to record the locations of roadside bombs and improvised explosive devices. He and the crew flew above the main transportation routes that their supply trucks used. After they had pinpointed the location of bombs, they could be detonated safely. 1 week that fall, A cyclone, what we call a hurricane, created a thick cloud cover over the whole country. The conditions created a huge problem for them. Although their radar could penetrate the clouds, their cameras could not. Without that footage, they could not be helpful to the troops on the ground. He and the co-pilot prayed together before the flight took off, and they said, "God, will you part the clouds for us? Will you part the clouds for us the way you parted the Red Sea in the Bible?" Their C-130 flew toward the area they were supposed to record. Visibility hovered near zero because of all the clouds. They thought maybe it would get better as they got closer to the target. But 10 seconds away, they could barely see the ground below them, much less see any explosive devices hidden in culverts or buried in the dirt. Soon the plan was directly above their target area. They would have to make do with whatever the camera could somehow detect through the cloud cover. That hardly seemed enough when there were lives at stake. They turned on the camera. Right before their eyes, the clouds began to part, like curtains being pulled back to reveal the exact spot they needed to see. "God's doing it," the co-pilot murmured. That is what it felt like. Over and over on that reconnaissance flight, the clouds would part at just the right moment for them to capture the images that they needed. The crew located more bombs that day than they ever had before in a single mission. The analysts on the ground couldn't believe the footage they had recorded. The co-pilot and navigator made sure to tell them who was really responsible. Prayer releases God's power. Oh, yes, prayer releases God's power. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And he said in John chapter 14, verse 14, "If ye shall ask, I will do." If we will pray, he will work. And nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible with him. If we pray, he will work. And he will bring to pass great and mighty things, such as we have never entertained in our mind or our thoughts. God wants us to ask him for the impossible. I want to finish this podcast with a poem that I read from the book called Kneeling We Triumph. This poem says, "Some tell us that prayer is all in the mind, that the only result is the solace we find, that God does not answer nor hear when we call. We commune with our own hearts in prayer, that is all. But we who have knelt with our burden and care and have made all our problems a matter of prayer, have seen God reach down from his heaven above, move mountains, touch hearts in his infinite love. We know that God works in a wonderful way on behalf of his children who trust him and pray." What a beautiful poem. And the Go Forth family and the crew on that flight in 2011 experienced the power of prayer. I hope these two stories encourage you as you continue to present your prayers, your supplications before the God of heaven, who has said nothing is impossible with God. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.